Welcome to Yakko Yaks, episode number 10, New Year's Resolutions. Welcome to Yakko Yaks, the show where I talk about whatever's on my mind, TV shows, comics, movies. This week, I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions. It's the first podcast of 2016 for me. Even though we recorded transmissions last night, this one, I'm going to make sure this show comes out before. And yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about a couple personal resolutions I have and then things for this podcast and just in general, kind of me and technology and what I want to achieve this year. So on the personal side, I mean, the biggest thing is I need to become more organized, and not just physically, which I do because my office is a mess. I still haven't fully unpacked from our move in September. So I need to get that cleaned up and straightened up. But just, I need to become more organized with, like, my time and mentally. Just, it seems like so much, like, particularly after having the kid and stuff, I'm just going from fire to fire to fire. And I need to figure out how to better get things straight in my head and have plans for things like, instead of trying to figure out dinner on the way home from picking up the kid, talking to my wife on the phone, try to do it either in the morning or the day before. You know, just things, little things like that, I think would go a long way to lowering my stress level. I also need to get my technical setup here a lot more organized. I mean, right now, and I could probably do something in the future about my setup, but right now I have a small server in a closet here that is, it's running a bunch of virtual machines on it, and that includes my router is a virtual machine running on that, and then I have cables going along the wall to my desk, and under my desk is just a mess of cables. I have my desktop here for my work, and then my laptop. And I need to figure out some kind of good cable management solution and just a good way to get everything where I'm not fumbling with the wrong keyboard, thinking I'm controlling the PC when I'm controlling the Mac, and just things like that. On the podcast side, for this show, I want to get a regular recording and release schedule. That is probably one of the biggest things with starting this, is I wanted to play around with stuff, so I didn't really have a decent schedule. But then I would record a show and not edit it right away. So then I had a show, like at one point I had a show sitting for like maybe a week and a half or so before I had it edited and put out. So now I want to have a regular recording and release schedule, including something that has more prep time. A lot of times I am going just kind of off the cuff, and I'm sure it shows when you listen. I want to be a lot more organized in that aspect as well. Also with the transmissions podcast, with the comic reviews we do, I need to set aside more time to do those reviews, because there I have noticed a huge difference from when I do have that time to prep, and I've written out at least a good outline of what I want to say, versus when I haven't had the time and I'm just going off the cuff with you know, going through the comic as we're talking and summarizing everything. And it's just, I want to do a better product, and I need to figure out the how to devote more time to the prep side. And I mean, with this show, it's with the TV shows I watch, and I do want to do more comic reviews here. I've been picking up that Lois and Clark Superman book, and I'd like to talk about that some. Still doing the Voltron from the Ashes book. So I really need to do more prep time with that. Going along with that, I want to do this where it requires less editing. One of my goals in doing this was to work through getting as close to, they call it live to tape, live to disc, but as close to that as possible. So I don't have to go through and do a lot of corrections. I don't have to, I already don't go back and get all my ums and everything out. I let that go. But, you know, I'll do noise reduction. I'll do truncate silence because I talk really slow because I'm from the South. But that's really the most I want to do. I mean, with my setup here, I'm doing my soundboard as I'm recording. So my intro, I'm playing that from here. When I've had clips from other shows or things I've put in, I've put those on my soundboard. So I don't have to go back after the fact and edit that in. I want to get a better workflow with this. One of the things that I'm looking to get probably in the next couple months, or in the next month or so, I hope. It depends on what Amazon does with prices. But I want to get a mixer which will even, it'll make the setup a little bit easier to handle. Right now, when we record transmissions, I have an application on my Mac called Audio Hijack that it's basically serving as a mixer because it lets me route audio all different ways. So I have audio coming in from my soundboard, from Chrome, from iTunes, going and routing around through this virtual audio device and then into Skype. So the people on the Skype call can hear stuff from that if I wanted to. I can hear them. I can, it just gives me a lot of flexibility, but it's also really complicated. And a lot of times when something goes wrong, a lot of times it's that setup. So I want to get a mixer to help with that, to kind of simplify things. And I've been looking at some. I have some Amazon gift cards that I've been hoarding. So hopefully once the one I'm looking at gets into the price range that I want to pay, I will be getting that. So that would help me also with this editing goal, where I'll be able to go more live to tape. I mean, the biggest problem will be just me with talking, forgetting what I'm going to say, like it just happened. So anyway, and with that recording and release schedule, one of the things I'm doing is, and I just started today, putting on my calendar. I actually made a new calendar just for this, and I'm putting in there, like basically during my lunch break, on days where I'm not particularly busy, I'm putting in there like a half hour block for prep time for this show, where I can add stuff to my doc. I can watch or review stuff, like just get my thoughts down. And I think that's going to go a long way to help as well. And we'll see about the release schedule. I'm hoping to be able to have this edited and and get it out. With the shows on the different days, I'm not sure what day would be best to release this, but I mean, that's just something to experiment with, I guess. Now, in terms of some long-term goals I have, one of the biggest things I want is to become more engaged with the community. Like, basically, with one of the things that we always say on podcasts is to, you know, give feedback and review the show. And I'm kind of hypocritical because I rarely do that. So that's something that I'm planning on doing more of this year, is leaving your reviews and also participating in comments and message boards. However, the shows that I listen to have their feedback, I want to start participating more. I'll also be more active on social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And I also want to be more active with listeners to this show and to transmissions. Over the last couple of months, I've just been so busy. A lot of my time on social media has just been spent consuming and not really replying to a lot of people, unless, you know, if I have time, I would, but a lot of times I'm just so exhausted. I'm reading, and I'm sorry for not replying to everyone that sends me messages. But that's another thing that I'm going to work on this year. And when people send me stuff, I'm going to make it a point to reply to them. And I'm also going to start engaging more. But another thing I want to do long term is to do even more podcasts. I don't know how that, I mean, this is just a vague long time goal. Podcasting is addicting and it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying, like, transmissions is a blast and doing it with those guys is a blast. But also, this single mic thing is also fun. And I don't know, there might be, I might want to do something with, one or two other people. It's just, if an opportunity comes around, I want to just be open to trying things. I've been thinking about maybe, since I haven't really gotten to a lot of the comic stuff on here, and it's been mainly TV shows, maybe break it out so I do a comic-focused show. I do a tech-focused show that's kind of been kicking around in my head. So it's just, I'm not saying I'm going to do any of that even in the next couple months. But that's just kind of long-term things that are just kind of, I've been kicking around just to see, you know, see if I could do it. And, you know, of course, all of this is whether I have time to do it or not. And that's always the big thing. So we'll see. And I guess one more thing I would like to do at some point is to do some more, like, live video shows with people. This last weekend, I was, there's a podcast that I listen to that they record live on Saturday mornings on the service called Blab. And Blab lets four people join into a show. And this show started as a call-in radio show. So when they moved to Blab, it made it really easy for them to accept callers and stuff. And it fit their market with targeting podcasters as their audience. So I had a specific question that I wanted to ask, but then they started talking at the beginning of their show about a service called Zencastr. And I typed in the chat that, you know, we've been using that on transmissions for the last couple of months. And what Zencastr is it's a site that, it lets like everyone on the podcast goes to this particular URL, and that, it'll record their audio from their from their microphone, and then save each person's audio as a separate file. And then when we edit you know, you can have a good quality audio rather than recording the entire Skype call. And, you know, if someone needs to have their volume raised, you can do that because you have their individual audio. And we've always recorded transmissions that way, but we've done it ourselves. Just like recording these huge WAV files locally and then, you know, putting all the files together. And this has just really made things a lot easier. So they had me, you know, hop in, give them my comment or my thoughts about that. And, you know, I answered their questions and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. I think I want to do more stuff like that. I don't know if it'd be like doing this show live on something like Blab, but that's just a lot of these things are just kind of kicking around in my head, and it's a creative outlet. So it's something that I'm looking forward to. So anyway, those are pretty much all my prediction or all my resolutions for this year. So if you have resolutions, just leave some feedback and let me know what they are. What do you think of mine? And what do you plan on doing this year? Just let me know. And you can go to the blog post for this episode and just leave that feedback, and I'd appreciate it. So speaking of feedback, we have Done About Maximize left a comment on my Christmas episode. And saying how he recently introduced his kids to Charlie Brown's Christmas and they loved it. And he also has in his rotation of Christmas shows that they watch, they have Polar Express, Garfield Christmas, and he reads The Night Before Christmas to them. And I think that's pretty cool. And he also, he's catching up with Gotham, which I still haven't seen past like the first or second episode. And he also asked me what he would suggest that he and his cousin watch first, Arrow or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's seen the first two seasons of Arrow, but his cousin has seen the first three or four episodes of it. And they want to watch and from the beginning of whatever show. And it's kind of hard because, I mean, both of the shows got off to a slow start. So I would say whichever one you watch, watch it with that in mind, that you need to realize that the first season of both of them is not the best. I think Arrow actually took a couple seasons to kind of find its footing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started getting really good with the second season. So I mean, if you're limited on time, I would say maybe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But, I mean, having binged Arrow in the last year, I'd say that's good, too. You just have to really realize that it doesn't really hit its stride until, I think, probably until the Barry Allen episode. And then after that, it really starts to embrace what it is and have a lot of fun. So anyway, that is all the feedback I had. And if you would like to leave feedback, like I said, you can go to yakko.org. That's yakk0.org, and leave feedback on this post. And if you'd like to help support the show, you can, on yakko.org, you can see there's a shop Amazon button. If you use that, or if you go to yakko.org/Amazon, I'd appreciate it, and it'll have Amazon kick back just a little bit of whatever you buy back to me. Prices are still the same to you, and you know it really helps. So with that, I will thank you for listening, and I hope everyone has a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next time. The music used in the show is from bensound.com.